The plan to heat more of Haynes with biomass fuel is moving forward, though a date for implementation is months or more away. The three refurbished Coast Guard boilers are now in Haynes, but there's still a lot to figure out before they're up and running. An advisory group met earlier this week to discuss the potential benefits of increasing the biomass presence in Haynes. Biomass heat is being used across the state to heat buildings large and small. The systems use pellets or wood chips to fuel boilers as an earth-friendly, locally sustainable alternative or addition to oil-burning furnaces. Pellets have been heating the Haynes Senior Center for a few years, but not without some glitches. And now the borough government wants biomass fuel warming 10 municipal buildings in town from a central location. The borough recently received a $1.3 million grant from the Alaska Energy Authority's Renewable Energy Fund to move forward with the massive undertaking. A maximum grant of $250,000 through the U.S. Forest Service's Wood Innovation Program is also up for grabs. That funding could help with permitting and design aspects of the project, but not the actual construction, and it requires a 35% match. The idea of heating multiple facilities around Haynes with wood products isn't new. It's been on the table for at least a decade. And residents like Stephanie Scott say the reasons to make the switch are many.
We have in our valley, the Haynes State Forest, we have a ready supply. And if we can someday convert that into the fuel supply that we can use here locally, it seems that we have secured our future with a renewable source of energy.
Scott was one of two members of the public that showed up at a meeting of the local biomass advisory committee. The group features members from borough, state, and federal agencies. Ed Bryant sees to facilities maintenance for the borough and takes care of the boiler at the senior center. He says that there have been some issues, but with routine cleaning and care, the system works and works well.
The boiler we have at Senior Center is a beautiful piece of work that works flawlessly. I think the problems we have, I still believe, have to do with the fuel. And we seem to have that worked out. The boiler is working beautiful right now.
Biomass boilers can burn either wood pellets, wood chips, or cordwood. The used boilers that the borough recently obtained for $60,000 can burn either pellets or chips. Pellets are manufactured in Ketchikan on a small scale and in North Pole on a larger scale. There's also a huge pellet plant in British Columbia that supplies pellets to places around the world. Pellets are easy in the sense that they come ready to burn. Chips require processing to get consistent sizes, and they also need to be dried. The chips have to have less than 30% moisture content to burn efficiently. But chip manufacturing and processing is something that could be done here, providing local jobs and cutting down on costs. The group agreed that chips are the way to go long-term if the correct manufacturing system is figured out. Here's borough consultant Darcy Colbeck at the meeting.
If, like Stephanie said, we can keep our heating dollars in our community instead of sending them to Seattle for diesel or to Prince Rupert for pellets, that's the huge win. We spend roughly $300,000 a year heating borough buildings. And that money goes away. It doesn't create a whole lot of jobs here. But if it was to be spent in our local forest, wow, that's the multiplier on $300,000. You know, it could be $1 million a year or more that's kept, you know, rolling around in the economy.
But Colbeck says the biggest draw to producing chips to heat local buildings is the independence that comes with making your own fuel. Local forester Greg Palmieri agrees.
I absolutely believe that it's not only in our best interest, but we could set an example for the rest of the rural communities across the state, where they could see the reality of the resources that are around them if they're managed regionally and not looked at as some commodity that can be exported and made $1 million off of 1 year because the market's high.
The biomass trend is gaining momentum in the state, says Devaney Plenovich. She's the biomass project manager with the Alaska Energy Authority. Plenovich and others in the field, including Colbeck, went on an Alaska biomass tour last month to see what other communities are doing. In Tok, for example, biomass fuel heats the school, but the steam is also used to produce 40 kilowatts of electricity each day. Also, the system heats greenhouses at the school used to grow vegetables and engage students. Plenovich says there are 32 systems operating across the state.
There has just been an explosion of biomass projects in the state. And we have some very, very good examples of how a biomass system can be integrated into the community.
The new boilers won't replace the oil-burning methods currently used, but would pick up much of the day-to-day heating needs. And as Robert Venables, the energy coordinator for Southeast Conference, says, the ebbs and flows of oil prices become irrelevant when we're surrounded by a resource that could be used instead. And that, he says, makes this project worth the pursuit. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.